real good sign. Here comes Mary, here comes Sue, here comes Johnny and Bobby too. It's finger pop, popping time. I feel so good, and that's a real good.
Here's your host, Uncle Sam. Hey group, it's me, your pal Uncle Salem. Thank you for joining me for another hour of Blank Generation. This is kind of a special hour because this marks the fifth year of Blank Generation, the show. It came along the year before the pandemic. I was in the middle of a rough time, and it gave me something to focus on during the pandemic creatively. My band, Lords of October, we did manage to stay in touch. We even did an acoustic song, pandemic style and all that. I played my guitar a lot. But other than that, the show, Blank Generation, was really something that powered through for me. Anyway, so I got to thinking about it and really have accumulated a lot of comments and questions in the past couple years. It's been a while since we did a Q&A show. This is more of a non-specific to the show. It's just some comments and questions I've gotten in the Blank Generation chat. And so we'll kick it off with the first one. I think it's appropriate. And it is, what is your favorite new punk band? This is by a guy named James. And I'm not sure if it's my favorite, but I really dig in the chats and Mean Jeans. And in that spirit, this is a split LP of Kiss covers. I believe the chat song is live and the Mean Jeans, I think it's studio. Either way, this is a really cool back-to-back of Rock and Roll Night by the Chats and Crazy Nights by Mean Jeans on Blank Generation.
This next one is a cover by Kiss.
Thank you so much, Montreal. You cunts have been unreal from start to finish. Thank you very much.
People try to take my soul away. But I don't hear the bad that they all say. They try to tell us that we don't belong. That's alright, we're a million strong. This is my music. Makes me proud. These are my people. This is my crowd. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. Some days are so hard to survive. Oh yeah, a million ways to bury you alive. The sun goes down like a bad, bad dream. Gotta let off steam. They say they can break you again and again. Life is a radio, crank it to 10. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights.
change me, 'cause that's who I am. Crazy, crazy.
You'll be inside the world's most terrifying house. Amityville 3D.
Get out! Everybody get out of the house!
Amityville 3D. Rated PG. Now playing at a theater near you.
Yeah.
Schnord, Flowers and the Pumpkins. That's always a fun one. I love playing that song. I love Snort. Before that, we had Amel and the Sniffers, Guided by Angels. And I'm going to get back to a couple questions and comments here. This one's interesting. It comes from a classmate who shall remain nameless, or I guess we could rename him. It's from Bill. And Bill said, you should go on the show and tell one of the stories from your school days with me. So, okay, I want to make it relevant to the show. And there's a couple stories I could tell that would have a song afterwards. One of them is when Bill tricked me into sneaking off and spray painting a pentagram and the word Ozzy on the side of a Family Dollar. It wasn't a Family Dollar then. I don't know what the name of that store was, but I didn't do it. But I was present as he did it. Bill, for shame. Crazy train on you. But another one is, so a little background, we went to a Baptist school called John R. Rice. And it was a very strange Baptist school. You couldn't do things off the ground. So like, not only could you not listen to rock music on the church grounds, you couldn't listen to it when you weren't in church. You weren't supposed to listen to rock music at home. You weren't supposed to wear jewelry. You weren't supposed to do any number of things. I guess look sideways at a person of the opposite sex. Anyway, getting off track. But there was a church rummage sale. And Bill and I had our first job, both of us together. We got hired at a Grange that was just set off in the backyard of the school grounds. So it was like maybe not that far away. You could see it really close. And we could see the church rummage sale. We could see our teacher. We could see the pastor out there having the church rummage sale. And as we were working, he pulls out a tape and puts it in the tape player. And we proceed to listen to the soundtrack for Stephen King's Maximum Overdrive. And then we just laughed ourselves silly that we were standing that close to the pastor and listening to AC/DC. So there you go. There you go, Bill. There's a deep, dark secret from our Baptist schooling. And so because of that, you might think, AC/DC is special to me. Well, not really. I like them well enough. I think they're pretty cool. But this song is special to me because it's the song that I was playing when he laughed uproariously in that crazy laugh and pointed to our pastor. Here you go, Blank Generation. This one's for you, Bill. Who made me?
And now, from deep within the catacombs beneath our studio, here is your master of ceremonies, Sir Cecil Creep.
You are just in time.
I'm gonna have fun.
New Australia. Man, what a cool song. Dude, Australia is cranking out some great punk music right now. And it's, I don't know why, they're just doing it really, really well. It feels like some kind of a trend like they'd had with the New York bands a few years back. I guess that was more than a few years now, but yeah, Drunk Mums. Before that, the El Capris. Oh, but she did. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I love doo-wop. I love 50s music, man. Let me get back to a few comments and questions. A friend of mine, Jewel, says she really loves the show, Blank Generation. And she listens to it every. She doesn't watch it. Well, she might watch something while she listens to it. I don't know. But she listens to the show every Saturday and even enjoys the repeats. So that's a pretty high compliment. Thank you, Jewel. And then my buddy Paul, Champion, who is Snored. He himself is Snored. He says, he asks, where do you see the show in 5 years? And that's an interesting question. I hadn't really thought about that. Originally, I thought I would do this for a year or two and it would be fun because it's something I always wanted to do. My Uncle Bob was a DJ. He was the Barbarian in Olivet many years ago. And I remember he brought the reels. They were reels. And he brought them for us to listen to on the four tracks. I don't remember exactly what we listened to it on. But he played it for my grandparents. And they were all sitting there listening to it. And I just remember thinking, man, this is so cool. I want to do this someday. So that was kind of where that began. And then I just carried it with me. I've DJed weddings for years. And, you know, I'm the asshole who always plays the music at the parties and all that kind of stuff. They give me the aux cord, so to speak. But in 5 years, I hope to still be doing it. Now, I will be doing it as long as there's a place that will have it, that will listen, that I can listen, have people listen to on it, excuse me. If there's a place that will host it, then I will do the show. And I hope to still be playing whatever I want. Playing weird things, cool things, just basically whatever I want, you know, and having fun. As long as the feedback's positive, I'll keep doing the show. So thank you, Paul. That's an awesome question. And let's get back into it now. Some music. This is something that I'll hope I will be playing in 5 years still, which is My Buddy. And this song is called Get Off My Lawn. If you've listened to Blank Generation for any amount of time, you know that we have to represent this guy, Hissing Cockroach, on Blank Generation. Get off my lawn.
Really need to know your name. I've heard your stories and they're all so lame. Scream. fingertips. The brush of death gold flesh perceived the means. Provoked images delicate, future so smooth. A pleasant fragrance in the light of the moon. Dance with the devil in my dreams. Listen to the hollow scream. The death is taking my soul. Temptation lost all control.
I guess that's not really a ballad, but it starts out like it's going to be one. That is a cover of Dead Skin Mask, the Slayer song, by Cemetery. I think a really good cover. Really like that one. Before that, it was your pal Uncle Salem, just strumming some live Killing Saturday Night. And then we kicked, well, we didn't kick it off with this, but before that, Halloween Punk Rock Song by the Prep School Heretics. I think that was a really, really cool one, really fun one. And I love the idea, you know. It's the one night a year you can be anyone but you. That's like a beautiful thing about Halloween, and it always will be. As long as we have our druthers, we have our way about it, and we will. So, back to the comments and questions, and this is actually another question. A friend of mine wants to know, I don't know this person, but, you know, we're all friends. A friend of mine wants to know if the... No, wait, I skipped a question here. Okay, yeah. What are my favorite bands to play with in Lords of October? And, I mean, this is such a loaded question because, really, there's so many. I really just... I'd be hard-pressed to think of bands I didn't dig that Lords of October plays with and has played with. But I'll list a couple here because we're going to be playing, as I record this, we're going to be playing this set tomorrow with Second Salem, ourselves, and First Jason, which is a lineup that we have had play before in different cities, played in Indianapolis together. We've opened for First Jason several occasions, and we've been on the same bill with Second Salem many times. I believe this is our fifth time playing together with First Jason. And First Jason, for those who don't know, it's Ari Lehman. He's literally what it says. He's First Jason. He is the very first Jason in Friday the 13th, the one that, spoiler alert, jumps out of the on the boat at the end of the movie, jumps out of the water and attacks at the end of the movie. So in that spirit, here we go. One, two, three, one song from each band. I'm sure everyone will be playing these songs tomorrow. And this is Second Salem, To Paint the Angels, on Blank Generation.
To paint the angels. race to the line and scream. The lenses are ripping. When it once lay rescued there, now summoned from history. Told us she was free to go, escaping from the deep. No one to blame but me.
Marshall's calling.
Stood and held the book of law, laughing on the hill. Said the words that I just thought, it was I still. We raced each other to the house, afraid of what we'd see. A shadow moved across the grass, should ever let it be. No one to blame but me. Rising from the deep
for all eternity.
No one to blame but me.
But what's in Marshall's story?
Every weapon of war, Jason will be asking for more.
Jason never.
First Jason on Blank Generation. Thanks for joining me for the fifth anniversary show. I thought we'd have more time for comments and questions, but I like to play music, so there you go. That's what we got. We'll see you again next week for another hour of great fun, and hopefully you had a good time this week.
Train. Scream, lowless screams, as the train screeches to a halt. So that whistle blows into that haunted depot. Getting on that train, it's all your fault. On this terror train, this terror train, this Transylvania terror train.
Generation Uncle Salem, and it's 1 week closer to Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.